Hey, y'all. Welcome to Outlast Podcast. I am Frank, and I'm here with Mom Shirley.
Hi there.
Today, we're talking Survivor Season 46, Episode 8, Hide and Seek. This week, we lost Tevin. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I didn't see Tevin being the one to go. Of course, I wanted Venus out of there. But yeah, it was just a crazy episode. It was a Q episode for sure.
Yeah, and Q stocks were already kind of shaky. They fell after this one for sure.
Oh, big time.
He looked, I have it in my notes, he made himself look very foolish.
Yeah.
And it's too bad. But, you know, we have to kind of get rid of some of that. Once we're into the merge phase, we start to see people's true colors come out. Like we see, oh, Hunter and Tevin were closer than I had anticipated. He's clearly upset about this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think next week we're going to have some real ramifications and cleaning house.
Yeah.
I think it's going to go on. The Six Alliance is not even an alliance.
Not at all.
The last two weeks, people from the Six have gone home, voted by the people in the Six.
It's such a joke. Yeah. I don't even know why they suggested it.
I know. It would have been good if it worked out. It would have been great.
And Charlie called it from the beginning. You know,
yeah, because he was replacing Tim, one of the founding members.
Yeah, he knew so, it wasn't a true alliance.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Both halves return, learning of the fates of Tim and Soda's departure. Ben is sad because him and Tim, they were getting along really well. He said he was my rock. I want to point out, so first off, Ben, I think, really is an emotionally mature person. He attaches himself to people, right, and he sees that as the benefit of this game.
Yeah.
But on the Tim front, he picked Maria as his number one going
Which
into the
is
Six
surprising.
Alliance.
Yeah. You would think as close as he was to Ben that he would have pulled Ben in.
Yeah, but he picked Maria, and I wonder why. Did he think Maria has a better chance at the end or a worse chance at the end than Ben? Maybe Ben's too much of everybody's friend.
Didn't
want to carry him.
Yeah.
Something there. You know, it doesn't matter now because Tim's out, but I think Ben's a better player than even he's giving himself credit for.
And he may have saw that and thought, you know, if it takes Ben with him, Ben could win and thought Maria wasn't a threat. Mm-hmm. Yet I think Maria is going to be a threat.
Come
towards the end. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now Q was very frustrated as other people are just chatting and instead of strategizing. Now this is him kind of getting out of control with his controlling nature.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if like that whole episode later, I don't know if it's gameplay or like, I think he really does struggle with wanting to be in control and then kind of losing his temper. I think he's got stuff going on there.
I think so too. And we have to be reminded that they're how many days do we know at this point?
16 days.
There's 16 days on very limited calories.
Absolutely.
You know, tough weather.
Yep.
So any sort of like, you know, you're mentally strained is what we're saying.
Yep.
So,
and you know,
understandable.
Yeah. Jeff brings that up on Fire, his podcast. Brings it up that, you know, with everything that Q did, as far as like during tribal and all that, and that the elements do play a huge factor on how you act. And so we're seeing him, you know, act differently at this point. But yeah, we're 16 days in. So that could be a factor.
And we've seen him with that personality before when he's lost the challenge, whatever. He says, get me out instead of I knew at the time.
Yeah.
So he is very much a all in or all out.
Right.
But absolutely, he makes decisions based off of the fact that whether or not he has control in the situation.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's going to bite him in the butt.
I think so, too.
Now, we see Venus. She fully believes she's making all the big moves. And I notice later on, Tiffany calls it basically like Venus she's playing king. She knows she's Don Quixote against windmills. Like nobody takes her seriously. Yeah. Let her think she's in charge.
Right.
We could use her as a body. And it took Tiffany saying that for me to realize that she's frustrating the heck out of me personally.
Yeah.
But she's so toothless that she is worth keeping around for that.
Yeah.
So she might.
As long as she doesn't persuade people towards the end that she did have gameplay going on.
I don't think there's a single person who will think that.
She was the one that got Soda out instead of Tevin and that whole thing.
But who's in Soda's ear tonight?
Yeah. True.
Tevin's going back to straighten that out real quick.
Yep. That's true.
He is blindsided and angry. He's going to make sure Soda doesn't drop a single vote on Venus.
Yeah, I hope so. I want Venus out of there.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. She's just poisoning the well. Everybody that goes out doesn't like her. Everybody that's there doesn't really like her. So she's just, every time she says sends somebody back, and later on in next week, she even mentions, like, she's talking to Hunter, one of the better players there, and I don't remember who else, but saying, oh, these dumb meatheads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was like, you got to check your personality, because Hunter can win every immunity to the end.
Yeah.
So you might want to be on his side.
Right.
It would be smart for you.
Yeah. Yeah. She's really turned on them. It was kind of weird.
Yeah. Now, Tevin says, you know, it's his move, but he's going to be saving it. He plans on being at that final jury. So he's kind of, which isn't a terrible move. It's a little bit here. It's a lot more later on. I have a feeling people who are watching Tevin see his big personality and kind of think like, what's with this guy's deal? He's a little bit loud. What he is, and he's an actor. He's a theater kid.
Yeah.
And I've taken classes for the audio design stuff. You have to, some classes you have to take with people who are also doing like going to school for being an actor.
Yeah.
And it's amazing the night and day between the two different students.
Okay.
There's half of us who are the audio design students like me who are like, oh, we like to, you know, worry about decibels and stuff like that. And then you got the other ones that are over there like doing little Shakespeare plays in the corner and that are like real big personalities.
Yeah.
We clashed a lot. And Tevin is definitely one of these theater kids. So I think that he's very loud and abrupt, but that's his real personality.
Right.
It rubs Liz the wrong way, I think.
Oh, definitely.
She thinks it's her plan the whole time. She's been bringing up the name the whole time, but the way he's overacting is kind of rubbing her the wrong way with it.
Yeah.
So it's not going to go well.
Yeah.
The next day we see the tribe seem to be goofing around. Now we see Q's pitching this whole Q skirt thing.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Silly, but again, it's showing the fact that Q's fine being a jokester when he's joking.
Exactly. He was so upset earlier when they were joking around and he wanted to start strategizing. And yet through the rest of the episode, he horses around and goes on and on about this whole Q skirt.
I know.
And, you know, and several other things that he does throughout the show. It's so weird.
But that being said, guys, check out Outlast Podcast Q shirts on the website. We do have shirts and aprons and whatnot, but I tell you what, we might have Q shirts at some point.
Or you could just get one and call it a Q shirt. That's okay.
That's fine too. There are sweaters in there. You can wrap it around your waist like he did.
Exactly.
That was the whole thing. Okay. So then in the morning, early mornings, we're having Charlie. He's waking up early. He mentioned something I thought was very smart where he says, if you want to make game plays, moves on Survivor, which he hasn't made a lot, but he's been on the right-ish side a lot.
Yeah.
He says, get up real early. And I want to go back now and kind of pay attention to when people are talking.
Yeah.
I bet that has been a trend where it's like the go-getters are in the morning, up in the morning and getting things going.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. So Q and Maria are both approaching Charlie about him replacing Tim's spot in the six. Charlie recognizes that, I mean, he's happy to have the new home, but this alliance is very shaky with Tim being one of them went out and he is on the lower half of the physicality. Sure. So he might not be able to beat everybody else in the six.
Right.
Q is very confident he could beat anybody in the six, which I don't think he can, but he thinks he can.
He thinks he can. Yeah.
So that's why he's pushing the six very hard.
Yeah.
Later we see, boy, I tell you, this is one of those times where you're like 90-minute episode, folks. Q pitches this idea of like, let's play hide and seek.
Oh, God.
To me, this felt like a true waste of time.
Total waste of time.
And
it really was.
There was some people, specifically Q says this was all strategy. And he's saying that people are hiding this way and hiding that way. And that tells you how you're going to play the game.
Yeah.
Did you take any merit in that or no?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I thought it was a complete waste of time. How can you figure somebody out by how they play?
It doesn't make any
sense.
One
can hide better than the other, or you've got Hunter up in the tree. I mean, he's awesome anyway, but you know, I mean, there was just, I didn't get it. Like I said, it's just that personality of Q that he thinks he's playing a good game. It's his game, you know, but I just don't get it. Yeah.
So Ben and Hunter win, Hunter being the longest lasting and he was up in the tree.
Yeah.
Later on, just to kind of foreshadow the challenge, it's one where you're holding onto a pole.
Yeah.
And when they get back, Q's frustrated because he's like, you guys saw him in a tree. Of course, he's going to do good in the challenge.
Yeah.
Now, you want to impress me, Q? You mentioned that while people are not cut stepping out for rice. Not now.
Yeah.
Like, he seems to say that afterwards, 2020's hindsight, you know, and he thinks hindsight is 2020. That's the word.
Yeah. I know.
But he's trying to like say, like, I'm this mastermind. How did you guys not see this? Like, then say it at the time. You could have gotten some rice if you did.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Right. So. Yeah. Because the two of them were out. Charlie was trying to get one more person and they would have had the rice.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's so frustrated because so many are out right away. But yeah, if he had thrown that out, somebody else would have stepped up.
And that's because he didn't think of it at the time.
Right.
He thought about it afterwards and is frustrated because it was his genius whole, you know, analyzing that didn't take place.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ben and Hunter win. Ben just kind of hanging out underneath a green blanket. I think he was the easiest one too. He was just taking a nap down there.
Yeah.
Later, we see Venus and Tevin talk to try to patch things up a little bit.
Right.
Venus thinks she's the first person to do a blindside. And I don't want to keep hammering down on her, but if she just got a glimpse of how Purple survived,
right,
you know,
right. How do you absolutely, not know? Yeah.
She hadn't seen a tribal for so long while Purple is, you know, fighting it out and getting down to the final three for them, then merging in with you. And right now you guys are at the whims of those three. That's how it works. When you let them sharpen their blades, they're the best in the game.
They know the game. Yep.
Q is running all over you. And if it wasn't Q, it'd be Tiffany absolutely. Or Ikenzie. They're both very good. Yep. So it's just funny that she's like, oh, I'm the first blindside. I look forward to you watching this show.
Absolutely.
And then she starts giving Tevin advice. And Tevin, again, when she walks away, is overreacting to this. His joy is very big. And you could see it's just grinding down on Liz.
Oh, yeah.
She's losing it all this.
Yeah.
So then later on, we see Tiffany realize that they should keep Venus around. This is what we were talking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
Because she's really not making any moves and she's disliked by most.
Right.
So I think this is a good idea. I think at that point, I would probably, at this point, let's keep Venus around. I don't think she's going to do anything.
Yeah, if you don't feel she's a threat, you know, you might as well use the votes on people that you do feel is a threat. I just don't know. I'm hoping she doesn't, you know, throw out this resume that people believe. And, you know, we've seen where it gets down to the bottom three and the one that you would think would be the least chance to win comes out with this resume saying, well, actually, I did this and I did that. And you're like, crap, this person's going to win. You know?
I think the only difference there is those people don't brag along the way. She's bragging at every step.
True.
So she's making herself look like, you know, a jerk, really. When if we look at the Carolines in this situation who got there and all of a sudden we're like, oh, yeah, actually, that was good social game.
Yeah.
She wasn't bragging. And then she clarified it at the end and is like, that kind of makes sense. Now I see that now.
Yeah.
But I think in this case, I don't know.
Yeah, I hope not. I'm afraid to leave her in.
Honestly, I would like to see less of her on screen. Would be great.
Yeah.
Tevin tells Q right away about Tiff's new plan about keeping around Venus, and Q goes on high alert.
Yeah.
He doesn't want that old, he says, the old way of playing Survivor, where you bring a goat, a sacrificial goat. And I want to clarify, because so often, especially in Survivor, goat is two different terms. Sacrificial goat, the third person who gets no votes, or goat as in the greatest of all time, like Rick Devins or Boston Rob.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I never thought of it as greatest of all time.
Well, in sports, whenever you say somebody's a GOAT, like Tom Brady is a GOAT.
Oh,
he's the greatest of all time football player.
Okay.
And it's used in Survivor a lot when they're talking about the legends, the great people. But
okay.
He keeps using GOAT as in sacrificing GOAT. And so I just want to clarify that. He doesn't like that gameplay, but that gameplay has worked countless times. That's what these people are for sometimes.
For sure. Yeah.
So I wouldn't knock it down. Again, it's just him controlling it. But like, Q, why are you not thinking about that? You don't want to bring Hunter and Tevin to the end.
Exactly.
That'd be crazy.
That should definitely be part of your plan.
So not wanting to play that way means you don't want to win.
Yeah.
Tiff wants to actually focus on Maria and Ben. Now, Maria, like we said before, very smart player. I think that's a good move. Why Maria? Why Ben?
I don't know. Maybe she feels that they would stay in an alliance good, like they'd be true to her. And because they seem like...
Because she's wanting them out.
Oh.
That Tiffany's wanting to target Maria first and then Ben.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I thought you meant trying to...
No, so I think she sees Maria as a big threat. But I'm trying to see what in Maria and Ben is the big threat. Is it their social game? Everybody likes both of those players?
Well, they do, but I don't know what else it would be. I mean, maybe it is that.
I think if she gets those two out, she gets out the social friendly people. And then after that, I mean, she's on a razor's edge every time on getting Q out.
Uh-huh.
So I think she gets Q out. And then, I mean, she doesn't have much competition. Liz, nobody's going to vote for Liz over Tiffany.
Yeah.
I think she could out-talk Kenzie because Kenzie and her have done all the same moves. So I think there's a lot there. But yeah, it would be interesting to see. Right away, Q doesn't like this idea, of course. So he goes and warns Maria and Charlie of Tiffany's plans.
Right.
And tells them, this is important for later on, that she has an idol.
Right.
So then he goes and tells Hunter and Tevin, and I just think that Q is on a rampage. Yeah. Not on a rampage, but he's just barreling out of control.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so it's time for the challenge. It's a Survivor classic called Get a Grip. It's a very simple challenge where they have to hold on to a pole for as long as they can. If they drop, they're out.
One of my favorites. I love these endurance ones.
Yeah, I really like it. It's got like footholds. So if they go down, they can get their foot, you know, in that foothold and hopefully not go all the way down.
Yeah.
But it's really good. So that's what they have to do. And then Jeff tells them, well, you can earn rice. If four of you sit out of the challenge, you can earn rice. Enough for the rest of the season. That's a biggie right
there. That's a lot right there.
Yeah.
And I want to point out, because that Liz is one of the first ones to come up, Liz cannot eat on most of the things on that island.
Right.
So this is her food source. Yeah. She says she hasn't even gone to the restroom yet. It's been 16 days.
I know. Oh my God.
So she needs this food. That's why she's so willing to just, I need to feed.
How? Yeah. Okay. We won't go there, but that's a long time to not go to the bathroom.
She's burning clean. I mean, I think she's using every calorie going in her. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we have Tevin that asks if it could be only three people out. Jeff saying no, four. And then he says that instead of that, two can give up their vote. Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah.
And so we get Q and Liz that say that they'll sit out. Charlie's willing to sit out, but he asks if anybody else is interested to join him because mm-hmm. they need the four. And nobody else is interested. Jeff starts a countdown and, you know, and just letting them know they got to choose. And so there's no deal. Nobody ends up being the other person to make four.
Such a foolish move.
I know.
Especially knowing how this goes out. Like,
yeah.
Just sit out.
They missed out on that rice. That's too bad. Yep. Yeah, because, yeah, definitely the way it goes is once we get started right away, we've got Q out, then Liz are two people that we're going to sit out to start with.
I think they quit. I don't know. To me, I kind of got the feeling that they were just like mad at the situation. Like, screw it, then I'm out.
Yeah, yeah. And it's tough. I mean, we had a lot of them out. Right after that, we had Kenzie out, Ben struggling, and then he's out, Maria's out. And then Tevin, it's funny because he's just like whistling and not struggling at all. And then that's when Jeff tells him, well, it's only been 7 minutes, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then
I've never seen such a quicker survivor have such an impact on the rest of the.
I know.
It's nuts. Chaplinsky, it's amazing. I've never seen it before.
It's so funny. And then it was cute because Charlie says, Survivor 40 several.
That was great. That had me going. That really that had good. Me going. Yeah.
Then all of a sudden Tevin's struggling and, you know, but he catches himself, gets on a foothold. Then we have Tiff out. Then again, Tevin's having a hard time and he's out. So now we've got, there's only 15 minutes in and we only have Charlie, Hunter and Venus left. So then, you know, Charlie starts shaking and somebody, I don't know who it was, says, shake it off. You know, Taylor Swift.
It's so funny how much he's into Taylor Swift.
I know. God.
At this point, by the way, Charlie's struggling. Venus looks calm as a cucumber up there.
She does. Yep. But all of a sudden, Venus is the next one out.
Yep.
Then we have 20 minutes. We're in 20 minutes. And then we have Charlie is hanging on by his fingers at that point.
Yeah, he's slipping and he starts to try to bargain with Jeff again, joking around. Yeah,
negotiate for some more rice. Yeah. And then he falls. But I wanted Charlie to hang in there. But my guy's left. So we've got Hunter.
Yes.
He's the one that won. I love how he hangs upside down at this
showing that he never was a problem. He was going to be up there as long as he needed to be up there.
Yep. Jeff's all surprised. And he said, I was saving this one, you know, and starts laughing. So Hunter wins again. He's just a beast in these challenges.
He does so well. I think it's amazing he's not more targeted.
Yeah.
Even Venus has got to say it at some point. Somebody does.
Yeah.
We have to get him out or we won't beat him in the final. Like right now, not that big of a deal. The final five, you have to beat him.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
If he's allowed to sit at the final three, I don't see how you don't vote for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Jeff was talking about the longest that this challenge has been done was for 2 hours.
That's
Austin
nuts.
Did that. The shortest was 17 minutes.
Yeah.
D is the one that won last season.
Yep.
Cause she's on the On Fire podcast. So she talked about how she won, by interlocking her ankles around the pole.
Mm-hmm.
And she just,
you know what? I think that's the one we were talking about yesterday. Yeah. Like somebody used to sit on there.
Right.
And that was there.
Yeah.
You go.
It was D. Yeah.
Pay attention to the podcast if you guys are going on. That On Fire is a great podcast.
It really is. I really enjoy it. So we got Hunter that won the challenge.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
We get back to camp. Q is very frustrated that people didn't sit out. He figured that Hunter would win again with the climbing thing, but he's still focused on getting Tiffany out.
Yeah.
At this point, if you're already going to be blowing up the six, his justification for getting Tiffany out is that she targeted somebody else in the six.
Yeah.
But Tiffany's your absolute closest alliance member. So it's very odd to me that you're going to be on the six. She's closer than that.
I am so surprised.
So if I were him and you're already going to blow up the six, then get Hunter out. He's the only one that's physically close to you.
Right.
Get him out. But
You know, I don't really know how he thinks.
Now, Tevin is also being out there, right? Liz starts saying, hey, she wants to make a move. She wants to target Tevin. She wants to put the control of the game in her hands. Yeah. She feels like she's been in the passenger seat too long.
And she actually did.
Yeah, she really did.
Yeah.
So the word starts spreading. And his big threat is the fact that his social game is so good. Plus, he has an extra vote.
Right.
And that's brought up by Tiffany and Kenzie, and I think Liz as well. They were talking about how, like, if we're not quiet about this, he could actually swing it on all of us without really a problem.
I was thinking he played it last week, but then remembered that he said, no, I'm going to save this.
Yeah, we were debating that mid show. Yeah, because I didn't remember that either.
Yeah.
Tiff then tells Q out of loyalty. Again, Q is targeting her. So let's remember where the loyalty lies in this one. She talks frankly about what the situation is and how, like, look, you need to be on board with this because it's going to happen. And you could either be on the outs of this vote or with the vote.
Yeah.
And that's been a line in the new era we've seen a few times where sometimes you just have to go with the vote so that you look like you were never on the wrong side. Right. So at the end, you're voting or when you're pitching yourself, it sounds smart.
You don't want to be the outcast and get the attention on you.
Now, Q is really mad, and mostly he seems like he's mad because he just doesn't have control of this vote. Tevin wasn't his idea. He then goes and tells Hunter. Now, Hunter is actually a very good friend of Tevin. They were number ones. So he's not on board with this.
Yeah.
And he just goes off and starts talking to the other ones. He's like, I'm not going to let Tevin just be blindsided. And Q's telling him, we have to, if we write down Tiffany's name tomorrow, she'll still be here and she'll be looking for the two people who wrote down her name.
Yeah.
So we have to just write down Tevin's name so that we blend in with everybody else.
Right.
And Hunter being just, you know, not to keep praising people and downing other people, but it's a good guy move. He's like, I can't let my friend go out that way.
Yeah.
So he's going to go try to fight for him.
Right.
So he goes and he talks to the other ones. And you see that the tribe kind of splits into two.
Right.
These guys talking strategy. These guys commenting on how they're talking about strategy without them. So clearly there's some names. They're pointing towards them. Venus goes over there, tries to interrupt them and does this sort of thing. But at this point, we're deciding if it's Tiffany or Tevin.
Yeah. I was surprised when they were in the two groups that Tiffany didn't go over there. Because you had Kenzie and Q over there, and she was sitting at the other side and probably wondering if her name's being thrown out there because she was
She must have felt so confident, though. Why would she tell? She told Q the plan. I think it's because she's felt very confident.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't. And the other thing, too, is because Tevin's name is the one getting thrown out there, and Tevin was up at camp. He was the one that wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
So maybe she felt like, it's fine. They're talking about Tevin.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Her team is over there persuading everybody else. And
that makes sense. Yeah. Then. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're off to tribal.
Okay. So as we start tribal, Jeff just says, has there been any discussion about the rice negotiation at Challenge? Because, you know, of course, some people didn't like that at all. Of course, Q was the first one to chime in, said he had a temper tantrum and that five people were out in 2 minutes. And that's true. I mean, they could have had rice for the rest of the time. And this is where Liz talks about how, you know, she thought she was going to be the only one that stood up to not play because she can't eat the coconut or papayas, you know, she's got to get some food in.
And I think they were right to stand up. Yeah. Q as well. I think they were both right to stand up.
I think so too. I really think somebody else should have joined with Charlie and at least they would have had food. Now, if everybody said, the four that stand up, we won't vote for you.
They've done in the past, though, and literally have targeted
them. But there's no guarantee. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure they've seen that if they're super fans. Yeah. So they knew not to even try that. Then we got Tiff that just talks about how nobody feels safe enough to step out. You know, food was more important than safety and absolutely was. And so Q, this is where he starts his whole thing. He just says, okay, I want to stop this whole discussion before it gets too far. The only one going home is me.
At that point, what would you do when you go and vote?
I would vote him out.
I would vote him out too.
In a heartbeat.
Especially if you're Kenzie or Tiffany, who's seen this before.
Yeah.
But how can you work with him? He's already trying to control everything in the game.
Yeah.
And now he pulls that off and blows everything up just so that he can have control of the situation because he didn't have control over the Tevin vote and he hated that.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden he has control in the situation and he's willing to sink his own game for it.
It's crazy. I mean, I know they're thinking numbers. He's part of their alliance and they're worried about that. But, you know, he goes on to say, I'm asking everybody to vote for me. I made a big mistake. And his whole mistake, from what the only thing I can think of, is him telling Hunter.
Yeah.
And then the plan changed. And frankly, he knew he wasn't supposed to say anything, but he did anyway, and it changed the whole thing.
And who wouldn't think that he'd go tell Hunter and that Hunter wouldn't voice his opinion? Like, everything is still on plan. Everything's still going Tevin. If you just shut your mouth, everything's still going Tevin.
Yeah. And then they just don't get it. They're all confused. Tevin's saying, I don't understand. I've talked to Q. He wants to play the game. And then at this point, you've got like Kinsey and Tiff talking in the background.
Yeah.
You know, and then Tiff just saying, I'm so confused. I don't know where this is coming from. And then Q just says, I'm not quitting, but I feel responsible and have to own up to it. I don't want to take somebody else's joy and dream away because of my mistake.
Then you're quitting.
You are quitting. And at that point, I wish Jeff would be like, okay, so, well, he did. He did ask, are you quitting? But I just wish it would have stopped there and been like, okay, is everybody going to vote for Q? Let's call it a day.
Like he did with Manu.
Yeah.
So, but I want to point out, I think it was Maria, Charlie, there was a few where they were literally like, you know how they do, like they say something, but they're not saying or whatever. And they're kind of giving us the captions where they're just like, this is ridiculous. This is stupid.
Oh, they're
all
so
recognizing
fed up.
How fed up they are of Q. And I thought that was important to note because whatever, prestigious controlling nature he might've had before Tribal, he lost all of that.
Oh yeah. You saw Hunter was frustrated too.
Oh, Hunter is done.
He was like livid. It was terrible. And Charlie tells him, you own up to it person to person without leaving the game, you know? And it's just crazy. Q just goes on to say, someone's going to get voted out because of me, because of my last minute changes. And, you know, he talks about how everybody can have a fresh start and, you know, start the game all over again.
Yeah, but Tiffany corrected that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Kinsey's like, it's not a fresh start if you're part of the plan.
Yeah.
You know, if he's part of their group, how do they have a fresh start?
I like how she said, like, yeah, but what if you're part of my plans five days from now or something like that? And all of a sudden you mess that up, which I thought was a nice little, like, you're not the only one who's thinking ahead right now.
Yeah.
Which, you know, right now.
That's good. Yeah.
She was like, oh, you guys are all in my, you know, wheelhouse right now. It's like, no, we all have plans and you're missing them all.
Absolutely. And then at this point, everybody gets up.
Chaos.
Starts talking. You've got Tiff, Q, Charlie, and Maria. Then you've got Tiff that goes over to Tevin, Kenzie, Ben, and Liz. They're all talking with each other. Maria and Q. So Maria's trying to tell him that he doesn't have to take all this on his shoulder. You know, she's just
Maria's
such
new to
a,
this.
A mothering role.
Well,
I just love
she's
it.
She's also
you know?
Newer to Q. They haven't been together very long.
True.
They've only been together for a few days. When you see that Tiffany, the way she talks to him, especially earlier, was very much like, this is what's going to happen now.
Yeah.
And
I
that's
loved
what he needs.
It.
Yeah.
Liz asks Tevin what he wants to do. And he's just like, you know, he's unhinged. He needs to go. Tevin's ready for Q to get out of there.
Yeah.
Q to Tiff and Kinsey. Tiff was gonna be voted out anyway. So Q tells them now.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I'm doing this is I know you're the one that's gonna go. Well, then Charlie ends up telling Tiff that Q told them that she had the idol.
Which just a couple
things.
That
was a good ending, right?
That
there.
Was perfect. A couple things. Charlie is now in the Tiff and Kinsey alliance.
Yes.
No doubt.
Yep.
That move right there solidified everything. And it then brings up the fact that, oh, you were being targeted, Tiffany. Okay, well, who's the one that brought that up? Yeah, exactly. It was Q that brought that up. And that's going to come out next week for sure.
Yes. Oh,
and,
it is.
And we're going to see a Rampage. And finally, Purple, this very strong three-way unit, is going to shatter next week.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. So, you know, Jeff just says, I've never seen anything like this because just all
it's
the
silliness.
Talking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's time to vote. So as we get voting, no idols are played or shots in the dark.
After that chaos, how are you not playing some stuff?
I am so surprised. Even just like the shots in the dark. I mean, whoever has them left, play it.
If you're somebody who's not really sure, like then Venus or whatever, like you think you're safe, but you're not too sure, just play it. Who cares?
Well, would it matter? So as we get voting, we've got Venus has 2 and Tevin has 6.
Yeah.
So Tevin's our guy out. Totally shocked. Huge blindside. He had no clue he was going to be going.
Absolutely.
Liz is the one that put that vote in motion. So
we need to keep an eye on her.
She might really step up now. Tevin leaving, saying this doesn't rock.
Yeah, I like that was a nice little nod. Yeah. Yeah.
And they shot over to Ben.
Ben was smiling over that one. Yeah.
So yeah, Tevin's out.
Ben, I'm a big fan of Ben now. And again, I say it every time, like, how did that happen?
Isn't
I never
that
thought
so
that would happen.
Funny. We watch, you know, these seasons and there's always somebody like, there probably won't be too good or whatever. And then as it gets going, we end up really liking them. Yeah. So it's funny how that can change so much, you know?
Yeah, that Ben's definitely that for this year.
Yeah, I really like him, yeah.
Kind of, they used to do the fan favorite vote. I wish they would. Now it's kind of just the Sia thing, but I really think they should bring back the fan favorite thing. It doesn't have to be a big cash prize or whatever.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Ben would be top of the chart right now.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not making any big plays or any huge asset and challenges, but he's just such a good guy.
And he's
getting
emotionally attached to people, like Charlie and him doing that goofy game. Or the fact that Tim, he's like, oh man, Tim was my number one. Yeah. And he was really genuinely sad about that or whatever. Or the Kenzie and when he had a panic attack at night. Like there's
so many real
human moments coming from just Ben.
Right.
While we have Q over there that's talking about the Q skirt and being this puppet master. And it's just like, you're so fake and he's so real. It's fun to root for Ben.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So it's an interesting one. Next week, we see that Tiffany's blowing up on Q. We see Venus thinks that everybody else around her is dumb.
Yeah.
It's going to be chaos after that kind of a tribal.
Yeah, definitely.
How did Facebook go?
Facebook most wished that Q was voted off.
Okay. Yeah.
They were like, quit already. They're done with him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They think the Alliance of Six is a joke.
Yep.
And, a lot of them wanted Venus to go too. Mm-hmm. They're kind of, you know, not happy that they have to keep watching Venus.
But
it was a lot about Q. They really felt like the whole hide and seek thing was just drawn out too long.
Exactly.
And, you know, so many say, let's go back to the 60-minute show where it's just like the real guts of the show. And
that's
it's
the
not,
consensus I've seen everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just too much fluff. We don't
and
need
it doesn't
all that.
Have to be that way. No. They can do the 90 minutes, but then you have to add two tribals. You have to add more things
add
to
two
it.
And challenges not, and, you know. Yeah.
And if we're going to have more Camp Life, which I don't hate that idea.
Right.
But it needs to be Camp Life that is fruitful to the strategy or the actual cohesion of the show.
Yeah.
Q pretending like he's learning a bunch of stuff from people playing. That doesn't help anybody. That just wastes our time.
Right. Yeah. I think it could be a good 90-minute show, like you said, but there's just got to be more to it.
Especially seeing how well Amazing Race does with it.
Oh, Amazing Race is doing awesome with their 90-minute shows. Yeah.
By the way, since we're talking about Amazing Race, another show you introduced me to, which was very good, is that Deal or No Deal
Island. Yeah, Rob's on that. Oh my God, I love it.
I just watched one episode, but it was very good, guys. You should check it out. And yeah, Rob is on there and apparently kicking butt.
He is kicking butt.
He's doing what Q is supposed to be doing.
His huge strength is, I think, from being on Survivor a few times, he really figures people out quick.
It's amazing how much, again, I just watched it once and you're seeing like, that Boston Rob knows what to do.
Yeah, he figures them out good.
The thing that I loved was, I won't give any names or anything like that, but there's kind of a blow up at their version of a tribal, right? There's kind of a blow up and they get out the person and they're kind of fighting back and forth, but Boston Rob's on the person's side that's going to be voted out. They go home and at that time, the way things work out, the person who wins and gets to stay, it seemed like the hero of the thing. But she keeps talking smack a little bit, which is kind of justified. Like she just vanquished her. But Rob right away is like, hey, she's not here to defend herself. Yeah. You shouldn't talk like that. The other person in his alliance like walks out on tribal. And it's just like amazing how in just a couple sentences, he turned somebody who was like, I won to, oh, you are a jerk.
Yeah. And he really doesn't like that one. So I'm hoping she goes next.
But it's just such good boss. Like that comes with playing Survivor
he's
a few times.
So good.
That's an idol right there for sure. Yeah.
And even, you know, his gambling history, you know, that's helped too. Cause he thinks about the odds, you know, they're always opening the briefcases and everything, you know, like Deal or No Deal. And you got to check it out.
It's
really
a good show.
Cool show.
It really is. Yeah.
Really good.
And also, just since we're spouting things out, Survivor just came with a VR game. So you could play the challenges in VR.
Yes. Yeah. That looks hecka good.
I'll be checking that out for sure.
Yeah. On Fire. Not a whole lot. They talked about how it was the Q show with his tribal antics and his skirt and his hide and seek.
Yeah, it really was.
Then they got to talking about tribal, how nobody took the rice. Which was pretty surprising. Typically that does happen. Mm-hmm. And then they went on just to talk about standards and practices. They always have a person there that that does that part of it. And they make sure that the games are fair. So it's a person that's always at all of the challenges.
Interesting.
From the very beginning when they test them. They know the rules. They know, you know, everything about it. And even the rehearsals and everything, they're there. And they meet all the players, so the players know that this person is here
if you feel
making
like
sure that yeah. game is fair.
So I bet they're like, if you guys feel like this is unfair, this is who you come to.
Yeah.
Kind of an outside of CBS person.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And it's a good person. Jeff used a couple of examples. One was Wendell. So Wendell was on Ghost Island, solved the puzzle first, but he was standing in front of the puzzle and he didn't step back and get Jeff's attention to say that he was done. Mm. And then Laurel got it done and Laurel's the one that won.
Nice.
So Jeff had to go to this standard and practice person and say, hey, you know, did you see it like I saw it? You know? And they're like, yeah, you know, he knows you're supposed to step back and get your attention.
That's something
and
else.
He just mentally had so much going on and the fatigue.
Of course.
That he didn't do that. And so, you know, Jeff had to check with this person to make sure, yeah, we're doing it right. Another one was Pearl Island when there was a word scramble and Burton was doing that.
Yeah.
And they thought Burton had won. And then somebody on the team realized that the word liaison was spelled incorrectly. So what they had to do is they had to take his immunity back and it went to somebody else.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of nice to know that.
I love it. Yeah.
You know, they're straight up with all these challenges and they've got somebody there that.
What a cool job.
Yeah.
Man. I tell you what, the best vacation in the world is if they let me hang out during filming. I will be quiet. I'll stay on the side where all the cameramen are. I'll hang out with medic or whatever. But man, I would love to be a part of all that.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, man, that'd be so neat. All right, guys. Well, let us know what you guys thought about the Q show and who you want to go home and stuff like that and who your favorites are. We're getting real close towards the end now.
Jonathan was saying my son, him and my daughter-in-law, Susie, were watching the show with us. Mm-hmm. He says he'd like to have a celebrity survivor. What do you think about that?
That would be, I mean, boy, talk about liability problems, right? Because you're out there getting hungry. But that would be really cool. And it doesn't need to be A or B, just kind of C-level celebrities. That would be cool with that. It would be good to put a Tig Notaro, someone I'm coming to my mind. She's a very good comedian and she's in a lot of shows. She's on Star Trek as well. She has one of Jonathan's favorite podcasts, matter of fact. She would be fantastic out there. There's a few celebrities. What's nice, too, is I've noticed in my generation, there's a bit of a resurgence in survivors.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of celebrities, like internet celebrities and stuff like that from Dropout or whatever, or Rhett and Link. They're both big fans.
Oh, my God. That would be so cool.
I would lose my mind. But it's my all-time favorite. But yeah, I think that would be really fun.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. They've done something, maybe it's Amazing Race. That they had. No, we keep thinking it's that, but no, they've had.
They had the YouTubers on that.
They had the other Survivor people on there and stuff like that. So celebrities within the CBS.
Right. Yeah.
That's fair. That one's probably even harder because then you're going to take celebrities and put them in random countries. And that's even more liability issues.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, guys. So that's it for us this week. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.